I say, I lived in the centre of Cambridge, and I went to junior school, I went to Park Street School. To begin with, I know my mother paid an older girl to, she took two or three of us to school and brought us back, you know, safely. But then when I got a bit older, I used to go on my own. I walked. My grandmother, on my mother's side, she was well known. She was a member of the Wesleyan Chapel in Cambridge, and she knew a lot of people. King Street, corner of King Street. And I used to walk along from, say, Sydney Street on my own, going to Park Street, which is quite a distance. And then when I was in Fitzwilliam Street, I walked along from, well, it was a straight road, really. It was, you know, straight by the museum, past the colleges, and then by the Round Church, going into Park Street. And I got, my grandmother knew one or two people, and they knew that I was going by at a certain time. And solicitors and their only shopkeepers and whatnot, and they used to come to their entrances and wave to me, expect, you know, sort of, and it was lovely. It, you know, it sort of, you felt you belonged. And when in Fitzwilliam Street, the Fitzbillies shop, you know, Fitzbillies, well, that was started by a Mr. Mason, who, now in those days, the chefs at the colleges had an important part in Cambridge society. They were well known and they were respected. And, you know, they were on a slightly higher plane. Well, he retired. His brother was also a chef at another college. And this particular Mr. Mason, he started Fitzbillies. His brother started another shop, which is still there, opposite the Fitzwilliam Museum. And he used to have his bakery at the back. Now, he wasn't married, and he had a housekeeper. Well, when I used to walk my walk to school, if they had a letter they wanted to be posted, the housekeeper used to stand outside the shop, waiting for me to go by. Then she stopped me, would I post for her? And she used to give me a sweet, a
Radiance toffee.
Yeah, that's right, Radiance toffee. That used to happen whenever she wanted something doing. And as I say, I wasn't very old. It was quite interesting. Park Street School, well, we had good teachers. It was under two churches, St. Clement's Church and the Round Church. And the then vicar of the Round Church was an absolute character. And they used to come, and sometimes they came together at the same time.
Reverend Potter, isn't it?
Reverend Potter, that's right, yes. And they used to come at the same time. And they used to sort of try to outdo each other. And we as children could see it, you know. But they were so nice. But there was nothing wrong with them.
Canon Holbert Powell as well.
Yes, Canon Holbert Powell, yeah. You see, Cambridge then was a much, much smaller community. So therefore, at all age groups, you've got to know people. And, I mean, one thing I noticed that the war started when I was 10. I think it was the government decided that children should take their examination and go to the secondary schools or whatever a year earlier. But they only decided that in the summer term. And I can remember that they said, oh, you'll be able to take the exams, and et cetera, et cetera. And my mother had made inquiries to one or two schools, and even the convent school, but they couldn't afford it. I've got a place there, but I couldn't afford it. So this, there was I sat down for this exam. I looked at the paper. I couldn't understand a word. I hadn't been taught anything. And this is honestly, just nothing there. So they sent me off to Chesterton, which I quite enjoyed it there. They had a very good elderly teacher there who taught history and geography. That's possibly where I got my interest. And a group of us made an appointment to see the headmistress. We went to see her one day, and we said that we'd like to be taught French. So she said, leave it with me, I'll see what I can do. Called us in about a week after and said, I'm very sorry, but I can't find anybody to teach you French. Full stop.